Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We want to thank Leilani Munter, rising NASCAR star. We want to thank Bob Melvin on our World Series coverage. And we're lucky to be joined by breaking news with reporter Randy Kovacs from the Kansas City Star, because not only is Seattle without Matt Hasselbeck, but it looks like the Chiefs are going to be at least playing with an injured Damon Heward at quarterback on Sunday. Randy, thanks for joining us. What's up with what happened in practice yesterday with the Chiefs?
Well, supposedly he had a groin strain, so they think, you know, he won't do anything today. And then, you know, tomorrow, Saturday, you know, get the rest, get the heat, you know, all the stuff you got to do. And he'll be ready for Sunday.
So as you look at his performance, it's been getting better every week. He was throwing down the field to Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez is looking more mobile than he was last year. Until this happened yesterday, people were pretty confident that the Chiefs had a great shot against Seattle.
Oh, especially without Hasselbeck playing. I mean, they probably had a decent shot because they're home, you know, just the way they who expected them to beat San Diego, you know, man for man. But it's that little bit of Arrowhead magic, as you know. So clearly we know how Arrowhead devours young and experienced quarterbacks, which Seneca Wallace would be. So, yeah, they certainly are optimistic that they'd win this game. And I think you were, if it's just a groin, then he should be all right.
Thanks for joining us, Randy. Final question is, what on earth was the difference between a Chiefs team that would play so atrociously against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh and Arrowhead Stadium last week?
Well, they just caught Pittsburgh in the perfect storm. I mean, Pittsburgh, you know, had lost, three in a row and you know, just getting back home there to Heinz Field. And they just, you know, Pittsburgh got ahead. It was just one of those things that I think nobody expected the Chiefs to win. The fact that they got beat so bad was a surprise. But they just caught Pittsburgh at the – I think any team that went into Pittsburgh that day was going to get hammered.
Well, appreciate you joining us, my friend. As always, on the spot, you came through, Randy. Thank you, buddy. That's Randy Kovacs from the Kansas City Star. Next week, Len Dawson, our Monday morning quarterback, formerly the host of Inside the NFL on HBO. Tuesday, we'll have Gary McCord giving us an update on golf and maybe a little special preview of Halloween. And finally, on Wednesday, we're going to have Ron Jaworski giving an update and a technical analysis of the quarterbacks around the NFL. A lot of injuries, a lot of instability, and some of the teams are ready for it, some of them are not. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Have a great weekend, and watch out for those goons and goblies wherever you are. Take care.